declined to speak to reporters as he voted. Schwarzenegger not up for re-election, but voters are deciding the fate of his ballot proposals, which have been doing poorly in the polls recently. Among the initiatives Schwarzenegger has been promoting is one that would lengthen the probationary period for teachers and make it easier to fire them. Another would give the governor the power to make mid-year budget cuts. California voters also have competing prescription drug measures on the ballot in today's special election. Proposition 78, sponsored by the drug industry, to provide discounted drugs to uninsured residents, making up to three times the federal poverty level. That's about $28,000 for an individual, $58,000 for a family of four. That program would cover 5 million people. The other measure, Proposition 79, sponsored by a coalition of labor unions and consumer groups, that one would provide discounted drugs to the uninsured, making up to four times the poverty level, cover about 10 million people. In addition, if a drug company declined to participate, the state could discourage use of its drugs in the California Medicaid program. Voters in Texas and Maine today casting ballots on issues that affect gay rights. A Texas measure calling for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage is on the ballot. Maine voters deciding on a proposal that would repeal a gay rights law approved by lawmakers earlier this year. Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut says Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito told him a lot of people rely on the decision establishing abortion rights as precedent, the Roe v. Wade decision. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says Judge Alito also told her he has tremendous respect for precedent-setting decisions like Roe v. Wade. Senator Lieberman says Alito's comments were encouraging, but he says the nominee has not committed to upholding the decision in the future. As an appeals court judge, Alito held that states can require women seeking abortions to notify their spouses. However, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned that decision later on. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Good evening, truth seekers. Good evening, good evening. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Hope you're going to stick around for a while. What a crazy day, huh? What an absolutely crazy day. The meltdown of the Democrat, Republican leadership and the Republican Party continues on apace, does it not? Frist and Hastert and Trent Lott let all the dogs out today when, well, we'll get to that in a second. And Simple Scotty, I had nothing to do this afternoon. The kid was in for a nap. I don't know what Kathy was doing, so I turned on C-SPAN and watched the White House press briefing today. Oh, period. My, period. God, period. Simple Scotty is going to have a nervous breakdown. Today was one of the craziest briefings ever. He was hit with questions about Rove and those ethics refresher courses we told you about last night that Bush has ordered up. Huh? Then he had to quack his way around Cheney's insistence that we allow torture. I don't think he actually answered a single question today. He did bring up 9/11 and the evildoers, though. Remember that word, evildoers? Huh? Do we have that special CD tonight? Oh, good, because when we do the I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do Simple Scotty losing it at the bottom of the hour, coming back in about, so it'll be about 30 minutes, 28 minutes. You got to hear this. I'd hate to be the White House spokesman when it comes time to defend a treasonous criminal like Rove and explain an American vice president's desire, lust to torture people. Or to see people tortured, or to read the reports. What happened then? You tied him down. Oh, God. Wait. Let me adjust my pacemaker. You did what? You tied him down. Okay. And then you attached electrodes. Where? Oh, you attached him right there? Oh, my God. And then what happened? Yeah, still wouldn't answer the questions. Aren't you glad that I insisted on the torture thing? So then you jolted him in his down there.
Clear.
Oh, God, that gets me hot. And I normally don't get hot unless I'm reading one of my wife's novels or one of Scooter's novels. That's the reason I hired him. So all this talk about my desire for torture, it just so happens that I like torture. I like to watch it sometimes and read about it a lot. It gets me real excited to the point.
Clear.
Where, I don't know. I don't know if I can continue to.
Clear.
Oh, God. Trying to explain a vice president's lust for torture to the extent that the sick son of a bitch would have it included in legislation, in a budget legislation. Can you believe how twisted and sick and perverted and degenerate that really is? I'm a vice president, and I want it in there in the budget. I want torture provisions. Oh God, here comes the Oh my God. To stand up there in front of America and the crack White House press corps and explain why your vice president, I want torture.
Clear.
All right, that's enough. Oh Jesus. Lynn? Lynn, come here. Come here, Lynn, quick.
Clear.
Read to me. Get the thumb screws. Oh, baby. Can you get Scooter? Get Scooter's book. You know, about little children doing it with, what was it? A bear. Oh, God. Am I dead yet? Jesus. Every time I think about the budget and what weak and stupid has done to the what they call national debt, I have to read a torture report. I have to read a torture report. You know. So there's simple Scotty up there today defending this. This is defending this kind of sickness. So Scotty is losing it. Trust me. This little Wally Walrus is Wally. I love the name Wally. This little Wally is, you know, it's like he's standing there, where's Jeff? Me love you, long time Gannon. When you need a little stress relief, so to speak. You know. And tonight, with any luck, as soon as the polls in California close and some projections are made by the crack news media in California, we'll know if the Democrats hit a trifecta today in defeating all four of those Schwarzenegger-backed thingies on the ballot. Look for the Republicans to really, really start distancing themselves from weak and stupid after what happened in Virginia. Bush left the economic summit, right, down in where in the hell was he? Not Venezuela, not Chile, Argentina, and you know, made a quick stopover to see his the CIA's puppet in Panama, and then dashed up to Virginia to appear. And did you see the video? He was drunk on his ass. It's really, really getting to be funny. It's macabre, and people are dying. And I realize you're not supposed to laugh in the middle of this sort of thing, but it's becoming darkly humorous, is it not? There was Bush. Did you see that video clip where he was at a rally last night with all these white people? Invitation only, of course. All these white people screaming and dripping all over each other about the Republican nominee for governor of Virginia, and Bush up there drunk on his ass. Drunk on his ass. Did you see it? I have never seen. That was a drunk face if ever one existed. Slurring his words, falling. It make a kid. He's going to win an election. It's my friend. He's going to be governor. Governor. Yeah. If you didn't see that video, then you are not aware that the President of the United States is off the wagon. Totally. Completely. Oh, God. I guess he's drinking so he stays off the Coke, maybe, huh? All right, so that's we do have some fun and frivolity for you tonight in the midst of madness, death, and destruction, in the midst of torture, in the midst of human bodies melting away because we've decided that it's okay to use white phosphorus now when we attack cities. whose populations have the gall to resist when we decide to invade and install a government and take their oil. And these little monkeys, these little turban-wearing monkeys, have the audacity to fight back and blow up our soldiers and try to kill us as a response to our invading their tacky, nasty-ass little country. How dare them? If they do that, then we will melt the flesh off of their bodies. Men, women, children, babies, pregnant women. What's really nice is when a pregnant woman gets a great big glop of white phosphorus on her extruded belly, and it eats through the belly tissue and gets that fetus. Ooh, that's something to see.
Listen, there's all kinds of ways to treat substance. I understand that.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
I just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore?
You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the healthcare discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 healthcare professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-654-9508. That's 800-654-9508. Not all services available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
21 past the hour. At 36 past the hour, in about 15 minutes, we will do this breakdown at the White House press briefing today. You're going to be astonished. The Republicans are having a hell of a time now trying to keep everything straight with these criminals on the run. And they are on the run, which makes them extremely dangerous. For example, Senate Majority Leader Frist signed a letter calling for an investigation into who leaked that information about the secret CIA prisons. The article the Washington Post ran on Sunday, we talked about it on this program. I'm sure other programs on Air America talked about it. The prisons that are scattered all over, we've been talking about it for a year and a half, 2 years, since before I even came on this network. I guess everybody else at Air America has finally caught up with this, right, Kathy? But the article appeared. Dana Priest wrote an article in the Washington Post about these secret prisons. So now everybody's, all the Republicans and the spooks and the spies and the bastards and the murderers in D.C. in the Republican Party and in the CIA, they're all, hey, who let that information out? So there's the CIA is asking the Justice Department to investigate. The Republicans are asking the CIA to investigate. Now, remember, it was one of these investigations that led to the resignation of Scooter Libby, Irving Libby. I'm not going to call him Scooter. That's a child's name. And Libby is not a child. He's a killer. He's an absolute sick Republican killer. Anyway, Frist said, no, what letter? I didn't sign any letter when CNN asked him. And I've got a copy of the letter here that I got from rawstory.com. So apparently Frist forgot that he had written a letter and signed it with Dennis Hastert. They both signed it. Frist signed his, William H. Frist, M.D., Majority Leader, U.S. Senate, asking for an investigation. The letter goes to to Peter Hoekstra, who's the chairman of the Permit Select Committee on Intelligence, another thuggish Republican who runs a black hole operation for the Republican Party. But both Hastert and Frist wrote this letter and signed off on it and sent it. So CNN said, what about this letter? And he said, well, I didn't sign any letter, so now we have it in front of us. And you can get it. Go to rawstory.com. It's right there. there's the letter. So they're breaking down. Nobody knows who's saying what to whom. See, and Limbaugh is starting to wet his pants again. I understand he's back on the Depends. Whether or not that means he is once again also on all his drugs, I don't know. But I hear from a very good source inside CNN who knows his mistress that he's back on Depends. I didn't know he was on them to begin with. Oh, well. So the CIA is asking the Justice Department to review the prison report. Remember, we're not even on the torture video that was run on Italian television earlier this evening. We're not even on that. Torture? Yeah, the firebombing of Fallujah, the white phosphorus, the use of a napalm, a second-generation napalm on civilian populations. We're not even on that yet. CIA sent a report to the Justice Department indicating that the information went to the Post for Dana Priest's article may have been classified. So the CIA is asking the Justice Department to investigate. Now, this is so funny. The Justice Department is refusing to confirm or deny that the CIA made the request. So there's another leak. Isn't this fun? So what I just told you is a leak from CNN.
The CIA has sent a report to the U.S. Department of Justice indicating classified information may have been leaked to the Washington Post for its recent story.
about secret prisons run by the spy agency is asking for an investigation. The Justice Department refuses to confirm or deny referrals have been made. So another leak. Now, the action by the CIA General Counsel was taken right after the Post article was published, according to an official who will remain anonymous. Earlier today, Republican congressional leaders asked for an investigation into the matter, and Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi suggested his own Republican colleagues were to blame for the possible leak. Lott told reporters the information in the Post story was the same as that given to Republican senators in a closed-door briefing by Vice President Dick Cheney last week. Trent said every word that was said in there went right to the newspaper. We can't keep our mouths shut. Isn't this funny? Now, the weird part, of course, here is that sentence. Lott told reporters information in the Post story was the same as that given to Republican senators in a closed-door briefing by Cheney last week. You see how this works? The Vice President of the United States, this rancid old son of a bitch, has closed-door meetings with Republicans. And the Republicans, when Harry Reid asked for a closed-door session to get things done, and the Republican toadstools jumped out there, "Oh, this is awful. I've never seen anything like this. This is a breach of protocol. This is an insult to the Republican leadership and the party and the American people and Jesus Christ and Moses and God and everybody." And yet the Republicans have little private briefings. They're supposed to be doing the nation's business, the senators. They hold private briefings with this cyborg, Dick Cheney, and don't even have the Democratic senatorial leadership present. So anytime you hear Republicans starting to squeal and scream and wet their pants about something the Democrats have done, just laugh, just kick back and giggle. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Global terrorism.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Thousands have used my Alcohol Freedom CDs and discovered how hypnotherapy ends the struggle. Kevin writes, "I'm an Arizona hunting redneck, and I sure don't believe in hypnosis and all that gobbledygook. I gotta tell you, though, I haven't had a beer in 6 weeks, and I'm not even tempted. After 3 days, I totally lost my urge to drink after 15 years of more than a six-pack a day." Jenna writes, "Wendy, I give you the credit for my sobriety. I discovered that it was fear that made me drink. I've tried everything. This works. The people I love have let me back into their lives." Amy writes, "I never realized how I was using alcohol as an excuse to sabotage all the good things in my life. For the first time since I was a teen, alcohol doesn't seem like the answer. For the first time in years, I truly have hope. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. I can help you too. On the web at quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me. 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, Hold as many meetings as you want, for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplayer is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine-of-the-month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. I have a report here that says white phosphorus applied to human flesh gives Dick Cheney major wet dreams. Think you're going to stop using it? Nah. For Cheney, that kind of stuff is like Viagra. Sick bastard. All right, let's do we have the special music for Simple Scotty McClellan? We've been thinking about using this... This music every time we introduce Simple Scotty. So
Maestro, whenever you're ready here.
He led the others with a quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with a quack, quack, quack. Down to the river they would go. Wibble wagga to and fro. But the one little duck with the feathers in his back, he led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
Quack, 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 quack. Oh, I love that song. Oh, my God. That's off Molly's favorite CD, isn't it, huh? I hear that song in my sleep at night. Man, our New York bureau chief, Teresa, sent us that CD that has, oh, God, I don't know, 36 children's songs on it and little kid sayings. And in the car, it's the only thing that would keep Molly quiet. So I've got these tracks now in my brain. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack. But, that, you know, I don't know how. I wonder if Teresa knows that this CD contains the Scott McClellan song. You know, it is just, it is so Scott, isn't it? Huh? Isn't it? Huh?
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack,
yeah.
Quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
The president made this decision in light of recent circumstances.
Down to the river they would go.
Wiggle waggle, wiggle waggle to and fro.
But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
We should take this action, and that's why he directed the council's office to proceed with these refresher briefings every...
Ah, shut up. All right, here we go. Poor Scotty couldn't quack his way out of the briefing today. The reporters were relentless, beginning with Bush's ethics lessons and Cheney's desire to throw out the Geneva Convention and pleasure himself with reports of torture. But first, the treason. The reporter says, Scott, there were these briefings that began today, the ethics briefings today, you know, the ethics briefings. Is there underlying concern, Scott, that the highest ethical standards, have not been observed by everyone in the White House?
The president made this decision in light of recent circumstances that we should take this action, and that's why he directed the council's office to proceed with these refresher briefings.
Refresher,
every White House staffer has to go through ethics briefings when they come on to the staff. You also have to go through detailed briefings when you're provided security clearances.
Well, then what happened to you people?
You go through very detailed briefings. And next week, there will be briefings conducted for remaining employees that do not have security clearances.
Oh, that's so interesting.
The president thought that this was an appropriate time to
move ahead
with these refresher briefings, and that's why he directed this course of action.
Scott, let me clue you in on something, half-wit. It's not working. It's not working. Ethics briefings for the most unethical criminal administration in the history of the Republic. Oh, don't you love it? Ethical briefings. So simple, Scotty's still ducking the Rove questions. Ah, but Scott, America wants to know. Here we go with the same old broken song and dance about ongoing investigations. We told you this would happen, right? Huh? Reporter says, Scott, is this all we should expect from the president, the ethics refresher courses? Is that all we're going to get as the extent of his reaction to the indictment?
As you're aware, if you're asking a question about an ongoing investigation, we're not going to have further to say at this point while it continues. It is a very serious matter, and we are going to continue to cooperate. That's what the president directed us to do, and that's what we are doing.
Did the president think that Karl Rove lived up to the highest ethical standards?
And again, now that's a question relating to an ongoing investigation. The president was asked about it last week. He reiterated what we have previously said. This is a serious matter. It continues, and what we're going to do is continue to cooperate with that investigation.
Do you think that while Karl Rove is under investigation, that he should retain his security clearance?
I'm just not going to talk about an ongoing investigation. You're asking that question in the light of an ongoing investigation. It's something that continues at this point.
So the president stands by Roe 100%.
Well, I've made it clear to you, everybody works here, who works here at the White House, has the confidence of the president.
That's not exactly a direct answer,
though. Well, you're asking a question relating to an ongoing investigation.
Does he stand behind Karl Rove 100%?
And the investigation relating to him is something that is ongoing, and the president stressed that.
How forward-leaning is that to say the president stands behind Karl Rove 100%?
I just made the president's views known.
Oh, my God. Now, here's the last one on Treason Gate. Listen to Simple Scotty tries to weasel out of answering this question about an apology to Joe Wilson and his wife, Valerie Plame. You would think, you know, if Bush is as concerned and upset over the leaker, as he once pretended to be, you'd think he'd be falling all over himself trying to apologize, don't you think? Reporter says, Scott, the president was asked about an apology to the Wilson family, and he didn't answer the question. And, you know, I'm wondering if that non-answer from Mr. Bush goes to the fact that an apology would be under review right now from the administration, huh?
It goes to the fact that there's an ongoing investigation and legal proceeding, and we're not going to have any further discussion of it while it is ongoing.
So are you saying an apology would compromise the investigation?
I don't know how I can make it more clear in terms of our response to questions relating to an ongoing investigation.
Quack, 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 quack. Ah, quack, quack. One of these days, they're going to have to carry Scotty out of the briefing room in a catatonic stupor, mumbling, ongoing investigation. There's an ongoing investigation here. We have an ongoing investigation. Since there's an ongoing investigation, we can't investigate anything unless it's ongoing, which is an ongoing investigation, as he foams at the mouth, you know?
Down to the river.
Now the real fun begins. Simple Scotty gets truly snotty with Helen Thomas over Cheney's torture lust. McClellan accuses her of not wanting Americans to know the facts, as if he, McClellan, is telling the truth, and she, Helen Thomas, is lying. Now, you're going to have to listen close. Helen begins. I'd like you... to clear up, once and for all, Scott, the ambiguity about torture, can we get a straight answer? Why does Cheney want the CIA to have an exemption from rules that would govern the conduct of our military in interrogation practices? The president has said, we don't torture.
It's about as straight as it can be.
But Cheney has gone to the Senate and asked for an exemption.
No, he's not. Are you claiming he's asked for an exemption on torture? No, that is inaccurate.
Are you denying everything that came from the Hill in terms of torture?
No, you're mischaracterizing things, and I'm not going to get into discussions we have. Let me give it to you, just like the president has. We do not torture. He does not condone torture, and he would never.
Asking for exemption.
Let me respond, and he would never authorize the use of torture. We have an obligation to do all that we can to protect the American people. We are engaged. It is an answer. Because the American people want to know that we are doing all within our power to prevent terrorist attacks from happening. There are people in this world who want to spread a hateful ideology that is based on killing innocent men, women, and children. We saw what they can do on September 11th. And we are going to...
Is the administration asking for an exemption?
I am answering your question. The president has made it very clear that we are going to do... No, you don't want the American people to hear what the facts are, Helen. And I'm going to tell them the facts.
Jesus, God in heaven. Was there any kind of an answer in there, or did he just talk about 9/11? Or was he just standing there? You can just see his hand behind the podium as he's just clutching himself. You know, just absolutely threatened by all this. We got time to do this one? Huh? All right, let's do it. Now a bunch of reporters asked Scotty for clarification on why Cheney is opposed to the McCain anti-torture proposals. As expected, Scotty quacks about protecting America instead of just answering the damn question. The reporters begin, we did ask for an exemption, isn't that right? I mean, be simple. This is a very simple question.
The president answered it last week.
What you think about
What are we asking?
Would you characterize what
we're asking to do? What is necessary to protect the American people in a way that is consistent with our laws and our treaty obligations? And that's what we do.
Why does the CIA need an exemption from the military?
David, let's talk about people that you're talking about who have been brought to justice and captured. You're talking about people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, people like Abu Zubaydah. No, this is facts about what you're talking about.
Why does the CIA need an exemption from rules that would govern the conduct of our military and interrogation practices?
There are already laws and rules that are on the books, and these are dangerous killers.
We're asking you to ask for an exemption on torture. That's a simple question.
No.
Or no.
And we have not. That's what I told you at the beginning.
You want to reserve the ability to use tougher tactics with those individuals who you mentioned. Right?
Well, obviously you have a different view from the American people. I think the American people understand the importance of doing everything within our power and within our laws to protect the American people.
So does John McCain have a different view from the American people, you half-wit slime sucker? Does he not care about protecting Americans? Does he realize it's not American to torture detainees? Does he realize it puts POWs in serious jeopardy because, Scott McClellan, you huge, gaseous envelope of nothing, Scott and Mr. McCain was tortured? Oh, the American people understand the importance. Ah, you half-wit. Yeah, when the lights go out after Limbaugh, I get this guy.
Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with a quack, quack, quack.
There's more of this right after the break. Oh, stick around. We're not finished yet.
Home from the river they would come. Wibble, wobble, ho, hum, hum. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with a quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's about 8 before the hour.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack.
So you got to wonder, how big is this alleged rift between Bush and Cheney, right? Is Cheney acting alone on this torture policy thing? Is it really just something that Cheney gets off on? Is this what happens when you become a cyborg and your sexual release mechanisms switch from, you know, normal stuff to torture videos or torture reports, or just authorizing it, just getting the exemption? Oh, I've done it. It's in there now. Oh, God, I can just imagine. Is this what it's like? Once again, McClellan here reminds us of 9/11. Instead of answering the question, Victoria Jackson asks the question here. She says, you said that we can direct questions about the vice president's opposition to McCain's anti-torture provision to the vice president's office. Well, Scott, presumably the vice president is operating with the full knowledge of the president. In lobbying to get torture for the CIA, are you saying that the vice president's office is operating independently from the White House on this?
The president's already made it clear that we do not torture. I welcome an opportunity to talk about this. Uninterrupted, I might add, to talk about the importance of what we're working to do in the global war on terrorism. We saw, hang on, I'm coming to your question. We saw what happened on September 11th. Some 3,000 innocent men, women, and children were killed in New York and Washington and in the fields of Pennsylvania.
You sick bastard.
The president made a decision on that day that we were going to go on the offensive, that we were going to use all available tools to bring to justice those who seek to do us harm before they could carry out their tactics.
Ah, you pig. Ah, you filthy, filthy pig. Last duckery for the evening here, an amazing exchange between Scott McClellan and the reporter whose name is April. April wants to know why McClellan can't speak for the vice president on the torture question, since the vice president works within the White House and doesn't have a separate spokesman. April starts out by saying, you cover the White House. The vice president's office is under the office of the White House. Why can't you just answer that one question, Scott? What is the exemption that Cheney's lobbying for? Now, listen, the new phrase of the day is no longer ongoing investigations. It's now administration policy. April says, why can't you answer that one question? What is the exemption Cheney is lobbying for?
I'm not going to get into all the discussions we have with members of Congress. If they want to add additional information, you're welcome to contact their office as well. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, they don't answer like you do. You are at that podium. We need to hear from you.
And I just made it clear what our views are. There's a statement of administration policy that has been put out. And
the vice president wants torture. Which one?
Wrong. That is absolutely false.
Well, then tell us. Explain it other than sending us to the
website. The president's made it very clear that we do not torture.
Well, then what's the vice president doing?
I just told you.
Look, you have not.
If you want,
I'm not trying to be.
No, I'm not going to let you know. You're mischaracterizing what this is about. It's put in the statement of administration policy, April. Look, you can keep showboating for the cameras, but we've made clear what our views are. Well, you are. Let's be honest about it.
No, I'm being honest. I want an honest answer from you.
And you got it in the statement of administration policy.
In the website. That is not.
You got it in the statement of administration policy. There are already laws on the books that cover these issues. Yes, and that's what it is.
Well, give it to us then.
Go look on our website. I'll be glad to provide it to you. And I just told you what it is. Are you not listening? I just told you what it is.
Jesus. You keep going. You keep going, Scott. You evil, twisted little bastard. You just keep going. Keep going. I want to see them carry you out of that room feet first. I want to see foam coming out of your mouth, spittle, your eyes rolled up in your head so that all you can see are the whites. I'm waiting for that day, McClellan.
Wibble wobble to and fro, but the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with the quack, 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 quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
Clear.
I want to read those torture reports. Oh, Jesus.
Wibble wobble, ho hum hum. But the one little duck with the feather on his back, he led the others with the quack, quack, quack.
Clear.
Quack, quack, quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. He led the others with the quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
Clear.
Six little ducks.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
George W. Bush has become the president he warned against in the 2000 campaign. A failed leader who ignores the experiences and the concerns of Latin America because he does not fully understand America itself. The man who claimed to be a Spanish speaker, but who has trouble placing orders in Mexican restaurants, promised during his 2000 campaign to reach out to Latin America. Instead, when he went to Argentina, Brazil, and other South American countries last week, he was greeted with mass demonstrations of opposition to his trade and economic policies. And leaders of Latin American countries, many of them elected because of their explicit opposition to the American president's approach, made it clear that Bush will have a hard time establishing the hemispheric free trade area of the Americas that his campaign contributors so desperately seek. For more on Bush's failed trek to Latin America, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold. Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural Ester E. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. White House workers from presidential advisors on down began attending mandatory ethics lectures today. The briefing's an outgrowth of the indictment of Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, Louis Libby, on charges of perjury, obstruction of justice, and lying to FBI agents in the leaking of the identity of a CIA agent. More than 3,000 employees are required to attend the hour-long briefings over the next 2 weeks. The sessions this week reserved for staff with security clearances. The leak case has been costly for George Bush. His approval ratings have dropped to a record low for his presidency. And there's been a sharp decline in the number of people who say they view him as honest and trustworthy. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says today he wants George Bush to promise that he will not pardon former White House aide Louis Libby. Reid calls leaking national security secrets a serious crime that, quote, should not be condoned. He wants Bush to make a commitment to the American people that he won't pardon Libby or anyone else involved in the CIA leak scandal. He and other Democrats also want to know if the possibility of a pardon has been discussed with Libby. He's the former chief of staff to Dick Cheney. Libby charged last week lying to investigators and the grand jury. Senators are saying today Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito has expressed great respect, as they called it, for the court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision on abortion. Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut says Alito told him a lot of people rely on the decision establishing abortion rights as precedent. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine says Alito also told her he has tremendous respect for precedent-setting decisions like Roe v. Wade. Senator Lieberman says Alito's comments are, quote, encouraging, but he says the nominee has not committed to upholding that decision in the future. Video posted on an Islamic website today purportedly shows a U.S. helicopter that crashed in Iraq last week, along with the bodies of its two-man crew. Insurgent rebels claimed they downed the attack helicopter. U.S. military officials have confirmed the crash, but have not specified a cause. The video showed wreckage on the ground with flames shooting out the rear of the chopper. Unidentified people shown pulling out one dead crew member. U.S. officials have had no comment about the video. Its authenticity could not be confirmed so far. U.S. and Iraqi forces say they have secured a strategically important town on the border with Syria after 4 days of fighting. Colonel Stephen Davis of the U.S. Marine says the insurgents in the town have been neutralized, but he says small pockets of fighters may reappear. About 2,500 American troops and 1,000 Iraqi soldiers have been battling with insurgents there since Saturday. U.S. officials say one U.S. Marine was killed in the operation. This is Air America Radio News.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Back about 7 past the hour. So you might say, happy Republican falling apart day, truth seekers. On the other hand, I was going to say it doesn't make your red state blue. Virginia and New Jersey, of course, have elected Democratic governors. Frankly, I wouldn't have voted in New Jersey. I wouldn't have given a damn if Satan himself would have become the governor. The campaign that was conducted in that state between the Democrat and the Republican, filth. Pure filth. Piss on both of them, the Democrat and the Republican. As far as Virginia is concerned, that one was just as bad. The newly elected governor is a Democrat, a Roman Catholic, anti-death penalty, and his Republican opponent said that because he is an anti-death penalty advocate, that he would not have executed Hitler had Hitler been brought to trial in Virginia. That's how vile it is. I wouldn't have voted there either. But this is what the Republicans do. They expect people like me to say, okay, to hell with it. I'm getting out of the system. I'm not going to participate in this filthy, disgusting, slime-encrusted principle anymore. I've had enough. I'm getting out. That's my knee-jerk reaction. Of course, the answer is to turn off your television. Short of that, when I become king of America, the first thing I'm going to do, I've said this a million times, is ban all television and radio ads for political candidates. There will be none. Now, I just got an email here from Roger. He says, hi, Mike, do you have any insights as to why Ohio voters today overwhelmingly defeated election reform? Do they just love electoral fraud or what? And then he sent me a link to, there were four or five ballot issues. Issue number two would have made it easier to vote in Ohio by allowing all Ohioans to vote by mail, not just, people who are doing absentee ballots or whatever. That was defeated 64% to 35%. No voting by mail in Ohio to make it easier. Issue number three was
designed to help stop the influence of big money in elections by greatly reducing campaign contributions. Ohioans said no to that, 68% to 32%. Issue number four in Ohio would have stopped the politicians from drawing their own legislative districts, you know, the House of Representatives of Ohio, gerrymandering the state, and would have put an independent commission in charge of drawing legislative districts. Now, the independent commission, I don't know, I didn't see the entire wording of the bill, but I would assume that the independent commission would have tried to take the partisan politics out of it and just made congressional districts. That went down 71% to 21%. Issue 5 would have put a bipartisan, Democrat and Republican, Board of Supervisors in charge of Ohio's elections instead of this right-wing, psychopathic Secretary of State, Republican, who backed Bush and who stole the election for Bush in Ohio. That issue went down 71% to 29%. So by overwhelming majorities, the voters in Ohio said, we want to continue fraud. We want to continue to have it all screwed up. We want to continue lies and deceit and big money. Of course, Ohio uses Diebold voting machines, don't they? It's astonishing how people will deliberately and consciously, or else acting out of bottomless ignorance, vote against their own best interests. There was a chance there to reform Ohio's voting laws. And the people in the House said, no, hell no, we like it just like it is. Where elections can be stolen, where money determines, not ability, where lies are factored in. We want to be stupid, knuckle-dragging, half-witted asses here in Ohio. We want that. We want, by the way, we want intelligent design like our brothers and sisters, you know, the snake handlers over in Kansas, the Board of Education there by a vote of, what was it, Kathy, 6-3? State Board of Education, 6-3, or 6-4, 5-5, it was 2/3 of the vote. We want to be stupid. We want to have taught in the state of Kansas, again, it's the third time we've said it in 6 years, this time we mean it. We believe in the talking snake theory of creation. We believe that people run around on top of clouds. We believe in people raising from the dead and, you know, all their rotten flesh. Never mind. It is just sick. Maybe the SAT scores were too high in Kansas. Too many Kansas boys and girls getting into Ivy League schools and medical school and studying biology and archaeology and geology and global history, wanted to level the playing field a little bit, I guess, right? Huh? Intelligent design, for Christ's sake. In today's Independent, we talked about this last night, but a little update for you. Powerful new evidence emerged yesterday that the United States dropped massive quantities of white phosphorus on the Iraqi city of Fallujah during the attack on that city in November 2004, killing insurgents and civilians with the appalling burns that are the signature of this weapon. Ever since the assault, which went unreported by any Western journalist, rumors have swirled that the Americans used chemical weapons on the city. On 10 November last year, the Islam Online website wrote, quote, U.S. troops are reportedly using chemical weapons and poisonous gas in its large-scale offensive on the Iraqi resistance bastion of Fallujah, a grim reminder of Saddam Hussein's alleged gassing of the Kurds in 1988, end quote. The website quoted insurgent sources as saying, quote, the U.S. occupation troops are gassing resistance fighters and confronting them with internationally banned chemical weapons, end quote. Now, in December, the U.S. government formally denied the reports, describing them as widespread myths. The U.S. information website said, some news accounts have claimed that U.S. forces have used outlawed phosphorus shells in Fallujah. Phosphorus shells are not outlawed. U.S. forces have used them very sparingly in Fallujah for illumination purposes. They were fired into the air to illuminate enemy positions at night, not fired at enemy fighters, end quote. But now, new information has surfaced, including hideous photographs and videos and interviews with American soldiers who took part in the Fallujah attack, which provides graphic proof that phosphorus shells were widely deployed in the city as a weapon. In a documentary to be broadcast by RAI, the Italian state broadcaster this morning, a former American soldier who fought at Fallujah says, I heard the order to pay attention because they were going to use white phosphorus on Fallujah. Phosphorus burns bodies. In fact, it melts the flesh all the way down to the bone. I saw the burned bodies of women and children. Phosphorus explodes and forms a cloud. Anyone within a radius of 150 meters is done for. End quote. Photographs on the website of RAITG24, the broadcaster's 24-hour news channel, RAINews24.it, show exactly what the former soldier means. Provided by the Study Center of Human Rights in Fallujah, dozens of high-quality color close-ups show bodies of Fallujah residents, some still in their beds, whose clothes remain largely intact, but whose skin has been dissolved or caramelized or turned into the consistency of leather by the phosphorus shells. A biologist in Fallujah interviewed for the film says, quote, a rain of fire fell on the city. The people struck by this multicolored substance started to burn. We found people dead with strange wounds. The bodies burned, but the clothes intact, end quote. The documentary entitled Fallujah, the Hidden Massacre, also provides what it claims is clinching evidence that incendiary bombs known as Mark 77, a new improved form of napalm, was also used in the attack on Fallujah. In breach of the UN Convention of Certain Conventional Weapons, agreement of 1980, which only allows its use against military targets. Meanwhile, five U.S. soldiers from the elite 75th Ranger Regiment have been charged with kicking and punching detainees in Iraq. That news came as a suicide car bomber killed four Americans at a checkpoint south of Baghdad yesterday. Hoover, Blaupunkt, Nissan, Jeep, Nike, Adidas, Lacoste, and cheaper brands. Cadillac, Amtrak, gasoline, diesel, a standard of living. Could this be the reason? That we would choose to kill the time. You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
For the sake of peace in this world, the United States must maintain every advantage and weaponry.
Past the hour. Email from Amy. Mike, I'm in Portland, Oregon. Did you hear me scream? I saw the pictures of the Iraqi citizens burned by us, by U.S. soldiers in my name. Innocents burned by our using white phosphorus mixed with jet fuel and other chemicals. I cannot even express what I feel, the horror of it, the disgust of it, to think that this is being done by people who are supposedly representing you and me. I've had enough of that imposter's lies. Bush stands here and says we don't torture, but he promises to veto any bill that has John McCain's amendment asking that we follow the international rules we have already agreed to abide by. He tells us that we follow the rule of law, that Libya is innocent until proven guilty. Jose Padilla and the others we are holding as enemy combatants will find cold comfort in that. Bush tells us we're fighting terrorism over there, yet we are the terrorists. How many countries in the last 50 years have we undermined? How many duly elected leaders have we helped depose and then install our own dictators? Chile, Nicaragua, Iran. How many can you name? People say they don't know what to do. Wait until 2006. Wait until 2008. We can't wait any longer. I say that we ask our three former presidents, Carter, Herbert Walker Bush, and Clinton, to represent us at the UN. We tell them to fall on their knees and beg the UN to take our place in Iraq and Afghanistan. As soon as the UN gets there, every American citizen is put on a plane and gets the hell out of there. Second, we put George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, Libby, Rumsfeld, Rice, Fife, Pearl, Bolton, and all of the people who are involved in lying to us in this preemptive attack on a nation that couldn't harm us. Onto Air Force One, fly them to The Hague to stand trial for war crimes. Next, we set aside money for the reparations to Iraq that we will owe. And fourth, we begin to rebuild this country to take it back. Mike, we have to do something now. We have to raise up, join our voices together, and take our country back. Amy. Yeah, I heard you scream all the way from Portland. Anybody who has seen that video, we have a link, don't we, at our website, mikemolloy.com. At the blog site, okay, go to airamericaradio.com/Mike Molloy, and you'll find a link to the video. It's 27 minutes long, if you can stand it. This is from a man, I don't want to call his name, but it's definitely an Afghan name. Dear Mike and Kathy, when the Russians invaded Afghanistan, they tortured us. Let me be clear. The only thing torture does is it makes the rest of the people who are not being tortured hate you for the rest of their lives. I have never been tortured myself, but as a little girl in Afghanistan, when I heard that my people were being tortured, it made my blood boil. Even now, after almost 20 years, I still have problems being close to someone who is from Russia. Everyone involved in torture loses. The tortured lose their blood. The person who does the torturing loses their soul, if they had one in the first place. Thank you for talking about the situation, letting people like myself know for a fact that there are some people who do not agree with what's going on in this country. Somehow it takes me back and makes me believe maybe there were some people in Russia that did not like what was going on in Afghanistan either. And then she signed her name. Jesus, God. All right. I need to take a little break here. We got time to take a call. We can get one started. Whit is calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. Whit, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
I just want you to know I love you like the good Lord Jesus Christ commanded me. And I hope you won't run like hell, because I got a serious bone to pick with you.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
You so love to refer to Bush as Hitler and a fascist dictatorship and all that stuff, which I take exception to, given that my father actually was shot in the middle of the chest by a Nazi in 1945.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. If you do that again, I'm going to disconnect you. Okay? In the first place. All right. Goodbye. Adios. You right-wingers have got to develop some manners, okay? I know that's hard for you. I know you little snakes barely can carry on a rational conversation with anybody. Not your mothers, not your children. Certainly not a radio talk show host. But let me tell you something. If you want to call this program, fine, I'll put you on the air. But you little bastards will show respect for the fact that you've come to my workplace, okay? And you will show some respect, because when you don't, you're gone. This would be like me coming into your 7-Eleven or your gas station, wherever you work, and start screaming at you, right? You'd call the police. So learn some manners. I'll let you on the air. Until then, go watch television.
This is the Mike Molloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C, advanced protection, ester protection. Look for advanced protection, ester C, and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of seven safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
I gave the people in Afghanistan a choice, but they didn't listen. They didn't respond, and now they're paying a price.
The Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Isn't that just the way right-wingers, isn't that the way Hitler sounded? I told the Polish people they had a choice, but they didn't listen, and now they're paying the price. I told the Czechoslovakians they had a choice, but they didn't listen, and now they're paying the price. Bush is as close to a fascist maniac as anyone this country's produced in a long time that got all the way to the presidency. But I digress. To the right wing Christ killer who just called me and said that his Jesus tells him to love me anyway. Your Jesus, sir, is the Jesus that all of you right wing freaks have degraded, denigrated, and destroyed. Don't even say Jesus to me. But let me tell the average right winger, I really would like to put you halfwits on the air because you're so easy to slice and dice. And I know most of you are extremely fearful of calling this program. But if any of you do develop a pair to the point where you would like to call the program and make a comment, I will treat you with the respect you don't deserve, but I'll do it because I was raised that way. Until you start coming off like this last half-wit, this radio show is where I work. This is my place of business. And if you think that even though you're a right-wing Christ murderer, you think I'm going to allow you to come into my workplace and start yelling at me and talking over me, you are very, very wrong. It's the Mike Malloy Show. That's the name of it. Not Freeper Halfwit from someplace out west show. It's Mike Malloy Show. So if any of you right-wingers do ever develop a pair, I get some of the emails. My staff tells me. They dump them. They send you a form letter and dump them. But I know that some of the emails are really ugly and really nasty, really full of your vitriol. If any of you ever develop the courage to call this program, any of you Limbaugh listeners, any of you Hannity freaks, if there are any Bortz listeners who can dial a phone, any of you, call. We'd love to put you. I have given our associate producer, D, instructions to move you to the front of the line, as a matter of fact. You don't have to sit there for 2 hours like normal people do on this program sometimes. We'll bump you right up to the front of the queue because you are such halfwits, you are such jackasses, and what you say is so laughably inane that I like to toy with you, much the way a cat toys with a huge cockroach before the cat kills it. So do call. Just remember what the rules are. I will smack the hell out of you and throw you off the program as soon as you start misbehaving. Show some respect. Not to me. I couldn't care less. I don't respect you. You don't have to. Don't start with this Jesus told me to love you snot either. I mean, that is so outrageous. But show some respect to the people listening to the show. If you've got something you want to say, Freeper, bring it on. Bring it on. I would much rather allow you to make an ass of yourself than my doing it. You know, I mean, there's no fun in that. But don't think you'll come on this program and dominate the conversation, because you won't. Okay, it's that simple. Now, I know your mothers did not raise you to be polite, those of you who had mothers. But let's pretend that you were raised with at least a modicum of, maybe something from your crappy little religions that taught you, to show a little respect, right? So try hard, and if you can put it together enough to put together a couple of coherent sentences in sequence, in a normal back-and-forth discussion, you're welcome to the program. But if you come on and start the kind of caterwauling this last moron did, you're gone. It's just that simple. And I'm not going to say it again, all right? Really, I'm not. Ugh, freaks. Now, regarding what's going on in Ohio, Lisa writes in and says, Mr. Malloy, I'm an Ohioan and voted for issue 2, 3, 4, and 5. Voted for them. I hate to say it, but many people didn't understand what the issues were about. I had a little trouble with them myself. Some of the language was so convoluted that people didn't understand what they were voting for or against. Others based their decisions on the TV ads, which is worse. We finally got debolded in my county this election. I saw a paper printout of my vote, but next time I will vote absentee. I'm not sure it'll make much difference, but I don't trust these bastards and their magical voting machines. Lisa in Ohio. Thanks, Lisa. And in Roanoke County, Ohio, even though Democrat won the governorship there, Channel 7 in New 7 in Roanoke County received calls from several voters in at least four different precincts who say their votes for Democrat Tim Kaine were not recorded or took several attempts to go through. They contend the electronic touchscreens repeatedly indicated they were voting for Republican candidate Jerry Kilgore instead of registering their intended vote for his Democratic opponent, Tim Kaine. Roanoke County Registrar Judy Stokes says she doesn't want to say the problem is operator error on the part of the voters, but she points out that the touchscreens are sensitive. Oh, it's the voters' fault. I'll tell you what, when Democrats finally do retake the House and the Senate and the presidency and state legislatures, I have a strong suggestion that normal, healthy, mentally competent individuals never again, never, ever, ever again allow Republicans to be anything other than the backbenchers, the minority voice they're supposed to be. You know, that thing we talked about the other night, just briefly, that George Bush has accumulated more foreign debt, American IOUs, that this rat bastard has sold off to foreigners, more of it than the previous 42 presidents combined. And you little right-wing snakes are going to call my program and yell at me, you little Republican conservative halfwits. You have a president who is destroying America. You dumb freak, don't you understand that you're going to be destroyed too? I don't care if you live in, where is that guy from, Scottsdale, Arizona, and have some kind of a trust fund or a retirement account. That doesn't matter to me. When the nation goes down, you go down too, halfwit. Republicans, what is it you people are waiting for? Do you think that Bush is going to destroy the country and then Jesus is going to show up in the clouds and rapture you all up to heaven? Is that your retirement plan, your ultimate retirement plan? Well, it doesn't matter, Mike, because I'm going to get raptured. No, you're not. Okay? Take my word for it. Listen real close. No, you're not going to get raptured. You're going to get, just like all of us, sick and die. That's all that's ever going to happen to you. Just like all of us. You're going to get sick and eventually die. Happens to everybody. Whether your name is Einstein or Joe Blow or right-wing freeper nutball. There ain't no rapture. And if you don't get sick and die, you're going to die from your drug overdose or your alcoholism or your tobacco smoking or your car driving or whatever the hell it is. But please. Now, where were we? Let's do some phone calls. We got another freeper on here. Do we have any more of these little snots? You know, despite the dirty politics in Virginia and New Jersey, any day these evil neocon bastards take a hit is a good day for democracy. It really, really is.
And the boom is definitely up the rose for Arnold in California.
We'll soon have some results from what's going on in California today. The Schwarzenegger will soon be out of the governor's office and back at home, safely groping nymph-like would-be actresses once again, threatening them with his Milton Berle problem, right? Do y'all know what the Milton Berle problem is? Either you do or you don't. Don't ask me. Even Trent Lott is turning against Frist and Hastert. They're starting to eat each other alive. I better not say that. That would get Cheney all excited. No Freepers? Oh, damn. All right, Ann is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Ann, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I didn't call to talk about Jesus.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, but I do have to say this, since you brought him up.
No, I didn't bring him up. That sick, twisted, perverted caller from Arizona brought him up.
I do love him with all my heart.
Well, now, good for you. Okay, and what would you like to talk about?
I enjoy your program, and I think you have some good points.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder... I say to myself, my gosh, could he be right? Yes, I like President Bush.
What do you like about him?
I like what he did at 9/11.
What did he do, Ann?
Well, I think he took charge.
He took charge of what? No, the mayor of New York, Rudolph Giuliani, took charge.
Bush
showed up 3 or 4 days later and stood there on a pile of corpses and talked about how he was going to go after the perpetrators. I think that's Osama bin Laden. At least that's what we're led to believe. So where's Osama bin Laden? Did he take charge of that?
I don't know where Osama bin Laden.
Okay, well, neither do I, and neither does George, unless they already, you know, unless he never existed. But the point I'm trying to make here, Ann, is you said he liked him because he took charge on 9/11, and I asked you how he took charge. He said he was going to get the perpetrators, and that was coming up on, it was over 4 years ago. Where are the perpetrators? I mean, hell, you and I could have, if they would give us the budget and the weapons, you and I could have gone to Afghanistan and found this this killer, right?
I'm not sure.
Well, I think we could have. But you said you liked because he took charge at 9/11. And I'm asking you again, Ann, what did he take charge of?
He puts America first.
No, you're not answering my question.
He took charge of the country, of protecting the country.
Well, but he's not protected the country. He's made the country more vulnerable. He sent 2,054 Americans to their death in Iraq. Iraq had nothing to do with this. He's murdered up to 100,000 Iraqi civilians. They had nothing to do with this. You know, of the 19 bombers that they say came to this country and hit us on September 11, 15 of them were from Saudi Arabia. Why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia, Ann?
I can't answer that.
Well, I can, because the Saudi royal family have been business partners of the Bush family for 40 or 50 years. They're business partners. They do things. They make money together. But you said Bush took charge. Where did he take charge?
In protecting the country.
How? Well, I don't know what that means.
He puts America first.
Oh, okay. All right, Ann, listen, I really appreciate you checking in, and I hope you continue to listen. Thanks a lot for your call, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, you take care. Have a nice evening. Oh, by the way, Ann, I believe you do love Jesus. You sound like a nice lady. Really, you do. You sound like a nice lady. I'm sorry that you believe what you believe, because George Bush is a killer, Ann. He would kill you and he would kill Jesus if he thought he could make money at it. And besides, you got to wonder, who would Jesus bomb, Ann? Who would Jesus torture? Who would Jesus do what Dick Cheney is doing and make sure that a law is passed that allows torture? No, I'm glad you tuned in, Ann. I do appreciate it. Keep listening, and we'll chat again sometime. Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to MyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You knocked me out.
Seven before the hour. I don't understand how the neocons out there reconcile this rift between the torturing son of a bitch Dick Cheney and John McCain, who I think is a coward, but who endured torture as a POW during Vietnam. Cheney, of course, hid someplace behind his mother's skirts or in his wife's panties or someplace. He didn't go. McCain went. Which side do you suppose our troops are on? Huh? McCain or Cheney? Wait, which side? So all you freepers out there who scream, support the troops! You better be loudly opposed to this Cheney exemption, because all it will do is put our troops at even greater risk of being used and abused by this administration, not to mention what will happen if they're caught, captured. Must be driving all you sick freeper bastards right into schizophrenia, right? Trying to choose between Cheney and McCain? No, that's no contest. You choose Cheney every time because you're so sick. Now tell me again, how is Bush putting America first? I'm not sure how that... Oh, well. Bad news out of Texas. Jay in Houston writes, as you know, Prop 2 passed 3-1 in Texas. It wasn't enough that gay marriage was already outlawed in the Lone Star State. They had to carve it in the Constitution to shove it in our faces. It was a rigged state-mandated gay bashing. My partner and I refused to participate in their morality coronation. I knew we would lose big time, Jay writes, but I didn't realize they would win by 75%. I spent the rest of the evening trying to find friendlier, bluer places in the country to live. I don't want to be around when they decide to solve the gay problem with detention camps or worse. Yeah, I read that, Jay. Thanks for writing. Sorry about the results. Can you imagine if a vote would have been taken? Of course it was, but let's suppose a real vote would have been taken back in 1952 about whether or not black folk and white folk should have the right to marry, and the vote was 75% said no. Of course, that's kind of the way it was, right? When do we break, Kathy? Pretty quick here? All right, I don't have time to start this, but I got a letter from San Diego here, email from... a man whose first name is Tariq. I want to share it with you. He also is from Pakistan. Just reading, I believe he's from Pakistan. Just reading the email here. I want to share it with you when we come back. What else have we got? Lots of phone calls during the... third hour's already here. Boy, time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? I've already mentioned tonight the Kansas Board of Education, by a vote of 6-4, approved new public school, quote, science, close quote, standards today that slices and dices the facts of evolution. 6-4 vote was a victory for so-called intelligent design advocates, who helped draft the standards that the Board of Education there voted on. Critics of this thing charge it was an attempt to inject God and creationism into public schools in violation of the separation of church and state. All six of those who voted for the end of evolution, the end of science, to be taught to Kansas school children, all six who voted for that are Republicans. Two Republicans and two Democrats voted no. But the six people who made this the law of Kansas now, all six were Republicans. What a sad day for Kansas. Oh, my God. What a sad day for America. How much more of this can we handle, truth seekers, huh? How much more can we handle? They're teaching religious superstition in science classes. Bush is bankrupting the country. Totally. I mean, really bankrupting it. He's making Reagan's bankruptcy of America look like child's play. How much more of this can we take? Final hour coming up. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys The Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading The Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. It appears to be a clean sweep for the Democrats in the two governor's races on Tuesday's election card. In Virginia, Democrat Tim Kaine has defeated Republican Jerry Kilgore, allowing the Democrats to keep the state's governor's mansion for another 4 years. The same is true in New Jersey, where John Corzine has emerged victorious over Doug Forrester. The good news for the Republicans is that Michael Bloomberg appears to be coasting to a win in New York City's mayor's race. Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt continued promoting and defending the Bush administration's $7 billion pandemic flu battle plan. Leavitt told a House hearing Tuesday that there are very troubling signs that should not be ignored. However, he stressed that it's not yet known how likely a person-to-person transfer is. The virus has killed 63 people in four Asian countries. Senate Democrats have fired off a letter to President Bush demanding no pardons in the CIA leak scandal. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid unveiled the letter in a Capitol News conference.
We're demanding President Bush make a commitment to the American people that he will not pardon Scooter Libby, who is involved in this mess.
Louis Scooter Libby, Vice President Dick Cheney's chief of staff, recently resigned after being indicted by a federal grand jury for perjury, obstruction of justice, and making false statements. The case involves the illegal outing of a CIA operative whose identity was classified. She is married to a prominent Bush administration critic on Iraq. U.S. policies on the treatment of prisoners in the global terror war are being analyzed. In his daily news briefing, White House spokesman Scott McClellan batted down questions about Vice President Cheney's widely reported efforts to get Congress to exempt the CIA from legislative language banning torture.
The exemption for torture, and that is just a flat-out false characterization, and no one's asking for that because the president's already made it clear that we do not torture and we do not tolerate torture.
McClellan would not elaborate on Cheney's lobbying efforts, referring questions to the vice president's office. A midnight to six curfew has been imposed in France in an effort to calm rioting that's gripped the country for almost 2 weeks. Peter Ford, bureau chief of the Christian Science Monitor in Paris, says the government wants the violence to stop before tackling the underlying issues.
I think that the government has decided that there is only one thing to be done, and that is to restore order before they even begin to think about longer-term solutions to the problem.
Prince Charles and his wife Camilla have concluded their trip to the USA. The royal couple flew from San Francisco back to England. Their last stop in San Francisco was at a hotel that houses the homeless. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage, from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Welcome back, 7 past the hour. You know, our caller Ann from Memphis, Ann, if you're still listening, bless your heart, but how will you feel? This is not a challenge, Ann, it's just a question, how you'll feel. I'm assuming, and this may be a terrible assumption on my part, but I'm assuming that you probably qualify for Medicare at this point. And how you'll feel when you find out that Medicare has been sliced and diced by George W. Bush to the point where you may have to make some real tough decisions for concerns if you take medication. I don't even know if you take medicines or if you ever even need to see a doctor. But I wish I could reach out to you and explain to you how George Bush hates your Lord and Savior. He hates him and will do anything that he can. Bush will do anything he can in his power to eliminate you. Sad. But I'm glad you're listening.
This is from Tariq in San Diego. Hello, Mike. I've been listening to you for a few months, and I really love your show. You say it like it is without pulling your punches. Well, I have lived in this country for almost 21 years, went to college here, married in the United States, and had two children here. My mother has been visiting the United States since 1987. Well, this time when she came, all her kids forced her to overstay her visit by 6 months. We all want to for her to apply to stay here permanently, and she finally relented. Well, tonight we were visited by three FBI men who came and arrested her for overstaying. So, Mike, the danger to America is from 65-year-old Muslim lady. She gave her correct address, and for that she was penalized. What about the billions of gang members that cross borders every day? My entire family is scared now. And we are all planning to leave the United States. I guess some will be happy to see us leave. But they are making the moderate Muslims leave. We are the Muslims who have always been U.S. allies. Anyway, I just wanted you to know what is really going on behind the scenes in your America. While the United States media and government gives human rights awards to the Pakistani rape victim, Mai, in the United States, what they are doing to Muslim women inside America goes unreported. Maybe my mother should now receive a Pakistani award for surviving American fascist Gestapo FBI agents. I will go back to Pakistan and will work hard to tell every Pakistani the ugly truth about America and to not cooperate with this evil nation. Best regards, Tariq, and his last name in San Diego. Tariq, I'm sorry for what your mother is now involved in. When I say I'm sorry, I mean I'm expressing sorrow, because there is not too much that I or any American can do at this point to stop a fascist regime from coming after people because of their religious beliefs. If you were Christian or Jewish and this were to happen, well, first of all, it wouldn't happen. And you know that, and I know that, and I think most thinking Americans understand that. Oh, if your mother were Christian or Jewish and the situation with the visa were the same, she might have gotten a letter. She might have been told to that she better get herself to the nearest INS registration office and update or upgrade or re-register, whatever. But your mother obviously is not Jewish and she's not Christian. She's a Muslim. So therefore, she will be arrested and detained. I'm sorry, Tariq. I am. This is not my country anymore either. If my country is defined by how it governs itself. Oh, it's still my rivers and mountains and streams and cities and highways and yada, 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 yada. But the way it's governed, it's not mine. I don't know who it belongs to. It belongs to Satan. It belongs to Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and the rest of these bastards. Sorry, Tariq. Okay. Some phone calls? You want to do some phone calls? Okay, let's do some phone calls. Let's start with Eddie, who's calling from New York City. Eddie, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Eddie. All right, we got Edie in Atlanta. Edie, let me put you on hold, because what I want is Eddie in New York City. So, Edie, we'll put you on hold. Almost. Can we get Edie on hold, please? Is there any way to get Edie on? No, not Hank. Jesus. Okay. Come on, gang. Eddie in New York City.
I'm here.
Are you there, Eddie?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Eddie?
I hear you.
Okay, Eddie, welcome to the program.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I called you tonight early. I was thinking, when you first started with Air America, I've been listening from the beginning, and what caught me... I figure you're either very good or you're a madman. But it was early when you started. You you spoke about an Afghani caravan, or a caravan of our vehicles in Afghanistan, where we put people in plastic barrels to transport right. them because they had to bug out at the last minute.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that just knocked me out. Then I knew you were good. Well, I knew you knew what you were talking about. And I listened to you ever since. And it's just like full circle. It was full circle yesterday. Just, you know, sometimes you think that they're falling apart, these lowlifes. I'm not going to take a chance on what you can call them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're folding on each other, just like I knew they would.
Republican office holders mm-hmm. are like hyenas.
Yeah.
They really are. They're carrion eaters. They eat
yeah,
stuff that's already dead, and if there's nothing dead around, they will turn on each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because they're miserable. Just like the Chinese. I love what you do with Chinese. So. But you know what? Really, the thing I'm thinking now is, I mean, these guys are not really very good at what they do. They just tend to, like, smash and grab.
Yeah.
But they do plan, and I really you mentioned it before. I'm really thinking now, just because I knew these guys' stories as soon as they came in. Mm-hmm. I mean, as soon as they emptied out the treasury and started and gave back $1 trillion.
Boy, it didn't take them long, did it?
Really, should have. It took them a New York minute.
Yeah.
I would have grabbed them by the collar and said, hey, get out of the cupboard. You just walked in to the White House. But now, what are we going to, you know, besides the things that we don't know about, but there's a lot of work that's going to be done. It's great that people are getting, finally, everybody's saying, what the hell is going on, if I could say that. And at the start.
Well, I hope that's really what's going on.
I think so.
Yeah, I know the polls are reflecting that, but you know my feeling about polls, that they can be jiggered any way you want to jigger them. So I just hope that it's really going on, that people in this country are starting to realize what these sick bastards have done and what they continue to do and what Bush will continue to do for the next 39 months. He's got to be stopped. His legislative agenda has to be stopped. His executive powers have to be stopped. He can just futz around and ride his bicycle and cut brush and just occupy the Oval Office until it's time to go. That's just exactly the way it has to be. No. Eddie, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, thanks, Tom.
All right, take care. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa! Talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. and you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere, and they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere, and people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
And humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
You know, you got to love it. Bush does some drunken last-minute campaigning for Virginia's Jerry Kilgore for governor, and Kaine easily wins. You know, I like that strategy. I think Bush ought to go campaign for all the Republican candidates. Go, go, George. Send Cheney, too. Send him with a pair of pliers. Send DeLay and some handcuffs. Send all of these bastards. Send Fritz. Or Frist, or whatever the hell his name is, with a video camera so he can take a picture of your sick auntie and diagnose her when he gets back to D.C. Oh, man. All right, it's out there. It looks like Texas has banned all marriage, not just gay marriage. This is at Daily Kos already. Somebody's made some phone calls and found out that the lawyer types think that the way the gay marriage ban was written in the Constitution of Texas destroys all marriage in Texas. You know, in their rush to hate, they wrote it wrong. Now, here's if this is still correct, this is the Daily Kos. Here's Proposition 2 in Texas. The language that would be written in the Texas Constitution now first defines marriage as a union between one man and one woman, and then it goes too far, the proposition does, and prohibits all marriage. Here's how it's read. I mean, how it reads. It says, Proposition 2 would amend the Texas Constitution to read, A, marriage in this state shall consist only of the union of one man and one woman. B, this state or a political subdivision of this state, may not create or recognize any legal status identical or similar to marriage. So Section A defines marriages between one man and one woman, and Section B prohibits the state from recognizing Section A, a marriage between a man and a woman. Now, other states, in their rush to hate, got the language right, if that's the right word. You know, like in Utah, it says, no other domestic status or union, however denominate, between persons is valid or recognized or may be authorized, sanctioned, or given the same or substantially equivalent legal effect as a marriage. And it goes on. There's a couple others listed here. But here it is for our friend in Texas who wrote in. He's upset because of the anti-gay marriage thing in the Texas Constitution. Be not alarmed, my friend. Texas has just ruled all marriage invalid. I mean, you tell me. You got any lawyers out there listening to the program? How about a Texas lawyer? Here's what it says. Section A. Marriage in this state shall consist only of the union of one man and one woman. B, this state, excuse me, or a political subdivision of this state, may not create or recognize any legal status identical or similar to marriage. So the state may not recognize anything that's identical to marriage. Oh, my God. Now, how long is it going to take some pundits in Texas to realize what the dumb, hate-filled bastards who wrote that constitutional amendment, what they've done? Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. I love it. Now, here's another one from Stan in Houston. With 83% of the precincts reporting in Houston, a Democrat named White, who's running for mayor, has won with 91% of the vote? That's like the old Soviet Union. When has a Democrat won with 90% of anything? What? The mayor of Houston, a Democrat, has gotten 91% of the vote in Houston? Come on. Really? Oh, my God. Hey, down there in Texas, guess what? Guess what? All you married folks, you're screwed, so to speak. State of Texas, constitutionally, no longer recognized. Now, here's the thing about a constitutional amendment. Once it passes, ain't no act of the legislature can nullify it. You have to go back to the ballot. It has to be undone the same way it was done. Oh, this is hysterical. Oh, my God, I hope this is true. I hope you evil little Texas bastards who wrote this amendment, your absolute desire to hate people because they happen to be gay. Oh, I hope this is true. Please, will somebody in Texas who practices law, please email me before the program's over and tell me that this is a fact. That the legal weenies who wrote this have put themselves in an absolute trick box. Please, this is so Republican. That is such a Republican thing to do, isn't it? It's so Republican to hang yourself with your own hatred. God, you people, you Republicans, you are dumber than a sack full of brass Nordobs. That's right. You're dumber than that, too. A sack full of brass Nordobs. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Love and marriage. It's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion, love and marriage.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Yeah.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNYTIMES.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
I just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore?
You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the healthcare discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 healthcare professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-654-9508. That's 800-654-9508. Not all services available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. so call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Well, I wonder if this means that Bush's marriage to Pickles is no longer valid. Interesting. Reg over at TV News Lies wanted some information on that. I don't know, Reg. That would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah, my God. I just hope that what Daily Coast has posted is really true. That in their haste to have the state of Texas hate people because of who they are, that the people who wrote this constitutional amendment screwed up so badly that all marriages now are invalid. Illegal. Not invalid. Illegal. They have no legal foundation. Well, that's going to be hell when it comes time to pay your income tax next year, isn't it? Because if this is true, then you're not going to be able... Everybody in Texas is going to have to file a single. Isn't it amazing what happens when you want to codify your hatred, huh? I don't know. I just, this is from Louise. Mike, I'm listening to your show and you asked. I live in Texas. I'm not a lawyer, but I have checked out Amendment 2, which I voted against. According to several Republican lawyers in the positions of power, the amendment only bans gay marriage. However, there are some other lawyers in the state who say the opposite, that in fact all marriage and anything resembling marriage is outlawed, so it's probably going to end up in court. Okay, well, if you do practice law in Texas, let me know. I'm getting a lot of emails from people who say, well, Mike, I don't practice law in Texas, but come on. Very quickly, this is from Mike in Phoenix. This is in response to the letter about from Tariq, the Pakistani. I believe he's Pakistani, although it's not a Pakistani name. That's a Palestinian name, isn't it? Pretty sure. Mike, this may be a small and pathetic gesture from just one of the many of us who oppose the horrific direction this country's taking, but I have no doubt that something can be done about the situation with Tariq's mother. This nation has become... has come to a horrible place when simple law-abiding citizens, or visitors for that matter, are arrested and detained simply because their religion triggers someone's watch list. But I state the obvious. There are many Americans listening to your program tonight who will be up in arms over the letter you've just read on the air. I too feel sorrow and a dull, burning sort of anger that takes the form of a heavy lump in my throat when I think about what's becoming of my home, the only place I've ever called home. And 23 years doesn't seem long enough to have gotten to know it. Though I suspect that this is only a dip in the great cycle, I am hurt with every story I hear. This is not my America. It is not a home to be proud of, but one which has become infested with rats and endless filth. Let Tariq know that there are those among us who won't stand for this kind of treatment. Perhaps if we put our various interests and talents together, we can effect change, at least this time. I still believe that this nation is greater than the sum of its parts, despite everything. I think we can help. Tariq's mother has done nothing, and perhaps it's time to take a stand. It may be ineffective, but at least it will be a stand. None of us can give up on the great experiment just yet. It's time to start fighting with fire, with water, with everything we have. To Tariq and every human being that has the same lump in his or her throat that I have in mind, keep the faith, whatever that faith may be. It will take the rest of my life and possibly generations, but we will see the end of this terrible time. Thanks again, Mike, his last name in Phoenix. Well, I appreciate your attitude, Mike, I really do, but no matter what you and I do at this point, unless... John McCain, isn't he the senior senator from Arizona, isn't he? If he steps in, maybe something will be done on Tariq's family's behalf. But once the Immigration and Naturalization Service, which is now a division of Homeland Security, once INS takes over your life, that's it. If you are not a resident of this country and your papers are not in order, as the old line goes, you are in deep, deep trouble. You have no rights. The USA Patriot Act has cleared off any rights you might have. Ask Jose Padilla, who's an American citizen. This woman is not a citizen. So while it would be a good thing for all of us white citizens of America, all of us black citizens of America, all of us Latino citizens of America, to commiserate with what has happened with Tariq's mother, there is nothing we can do. Nothing. Do you understand? The laws are there now. This is fascist America. Justice is not served here anymore. Expediency is served. And Bush's toy war on terror is served. Bush's war that is killing thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people. The death that has piled up around this man, I think, would make any normal human being flee in terror from what he's done. But not him. Not Bush. Not Cheney. Not Wolfowitz. That little rat bastard, the architect of the war in Iraq, who's fled to the World Bank. Just like the other rat bastard, Robert McNamara, after committing 2 million Indo-Chinese to their deaths, that rat bastard flees to the World Bank. What is it about the World Bank that attracts the Wolfowitzes? And the rest of these people. I guess McNamara holds the title so far of how many people he murdered. He had murdered, specifically and categorically murdered. Is he dead yet, McNamara? Is he still alive? Well, we went to see his movie. Remember we saw his movie, Kathy? And I just wanted to come up out of the seat and just go up with a huge knife and slice the movie theater screen into a million pieces. You son of a bitch. If you're not dead, McNamara, you soon will be, right? And what was all your mass murder about? Wolfowitz, you're a pig too. How did these people do this? How do Americans do this to innocent people? What the hell did the Vietnamese do? What the hell did the Iraqis do? Will somebody tell me that? Come on, one of you right-wing weasels, one of you cockroaches, one of you Tom DeLay lovers, tell me. What did the Iraqis do to us? What did they do to us? Nothing. What did the Vietnamese do a generation ago? Nothing. 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 Now, I know some people, you can live with that mass murder. You can live with the killing of 58,000 Americans and 2.5 million Indo-Chinese. You can live with it. somehow you can live with your Jesus or your God or your Muhammad or your Moses, whoever it is, your Yahweh. I don't care, because religion to me stinks and sucks and it's awful. But somehow you can handle it, because you go into your religion and you find ways you can justify the murders of millions of people. How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you justify that? That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay. Sorry. Off on a tangent. Rick is calling from Los Angeles. Rick, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Rick.
I wanted to talk about a couple things that the whole election cycle that's happening tonight, and you know, there's no way that we can discount that there's starting to become a big sea change, and I think people are starting to see that the administration that's in charge have no accountability to them. They're accountable to the top 1% of the financial elite in this country, and that's about it. But I think one of the things we need to do is frame these wins the way they really are, and that's where we have probably won these elections. We won the elections in Virginia and New Jersey, and probably in California too, but they won't count until in the next couple days the news cycle starts saying things like, you know, America votes to get these bastards out of office, America.
Well, you all had 7 or 8 ballot issues in California, right? And the last I looked at the reporting from a television station in Sacramento, it was too close to call. They were 49 and 50, and 51 and 50, 49, and just like, oh my God. But you all had a bunch of them, and most of them were progressive and democratic, as I could read them. Now, I don't know. I couldn't read all the language of all the ballots. But it looked initiatives. But it looked like most of them were progressive and made sense. If they were defeated, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there were 4 of them that Schwarzenegger was really pushing.
Those 4 I think had to be defeated, didn't they?
Yes, and it looks like, well, right now, like L.A. County has reported yet, and San Francisco hasn't, but it looks like 2 of them are in the yes column, but just barely. Mm-hmm. So more than likely, I think it's safe to say that probably all 4 of the ones that Schwarzenegger was pushing for will probably go down.
Okay, Rick, I got to leave there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just talked with a woman named Diane who has already lost over 30 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-280-4870. 1-888-280-4870. That's 1-888-280-4870 for Right Size Smoothies.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplayer 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplayer 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplayer and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement? Movement subscription.
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club, Newsweek says, is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Excuse me, 10 before the hour. Thanks to our crew in New York tonight, Justin Yuen and Zach Marsh, who engineered the program. D. Neal answered your calls and maintains our blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. John Leish, is that how you pronounce his name? Leish, running against Denny Hastert out in Illinois, will be our guest on Thursday. So tune in for that, okay? Our out-of-office crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall in New York, Jim in Arkansas. All of you, thank you very much. Our moderators at MikeMalloy.com, the message board, thanks for your efforts, guys and girls. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Cindy writes in, now that there's no marriage in Texas, that means nobody is married in Texas. Does it follow then that all children born in Texas are bastards, including the Bush children? How many people will bail out of their marriages and run for the hills? This is hilarious. Yeah, it is, Cindy. It's, you know, be careful what you ask for, right? Isn't that an old saying? Paul says, Mike, how long before corporations in Texas use this snafu to begin nullifying all spousal benefits that accrue to married people, such as health insurance for employees, spouses, and so forth? You and I know that as soon as the corporations run the numbers, employees married after the passage of this amendment will begin receiving notices from their employers that for the purposes of spousal benefits, the employer is not legally required to recognize their marriage or give any of the associated benefits. Paul. Yeah, Paul, I you're right. There's always a downside to this kind of hilarity, isn't there? Yeah. The sons of bitches will probably do that. Mike is calling from South Carolina. Oh, wait a minute. We'll come to Mike in a second. Let's go to Edie now. Let's try to get Edie in Atlanta.
Hi.
There's Edie.
Mike.
Hi, Edie. Sorry
Hi,
for all the screw. Sorry for all the screw ups.
Say what?
Sorry for all the screw-ups.
Okay, thank you. I was thinking about that race in Virginia.
Yeah.
That slimy Republican got, you know, he wanted to use the Kane's anti-death penalty against him. And I saw this on the NewsHour.
Yeah.
And he used some poor old man whose son had been murdered in one of his ads to show the pain of the poor old man. Mm-hmm. Kane wouldn't even have the murderer of my son executed. It was so disgusting. And it backfired. Mm-hmm. I think that and his other slime ball tactics just backfired. And I couldn't be happier. Kane, the Democrat, all he said was how sad it was for him to parade that man's grief for a political campaign.
Yeah.
And where is the bottom? There is none when the Republicans are concerned.
Oh, no, never, never. They are evil and disgusting and filthy. I don't like being a human being with Republicans claiming the same status, the same genetic code. I hate them. Oh, God, I hate these people.
You know, Mike, they're so scummy that you can almost tell just by looking at them which one is a Democrat and which one is a Republican. They've got that glazed kind of madness in their eyes.
Man, that's the truth. or an empty, like the lights are all out. Home, you know. That's how I can tell when I'm talking to a conservative or a Republican. Uh-huh. Is when you look in their eyes, there's just nothing there. The only thing that comes out of their mouths are what Bush has said, or Cheney said, or Limbaugh has said, or Hannity has repeated, or Bortz has said for the third time. That's all that comes out of their mouths. There's
so
no
like
original
thought. Like a shark's eyes.
I'm sorry.
Like a shark's eyes.
Yeah. There's no original thought. There's no ability to form. Compound sentences. It's just freedom isn't free.
Well, I want to congratulate the people of Virginia.
All right. Well, I second that. Thanks a lot, Edie.
Bye bye.
I appreciate you checking in. All right, Mike is calling from South Carolina. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? It's good to talk to you again.
My pleasure.
Hey, I talked to your idiot friend over there, Bortz, and today it was really...
You got on Bortz's program?
Yeah, it was quite interesting. You know, Thursday, he actually started calling Republican Senator Chuck Grassley a fascist. And then today, he started talking about how don't vote for Republicans now because they're all fascists.
Oh, my God.
And of course, the reason for this was... Of course, Grassley wants to get some of the money back from these energy companies that have been soaking this for, these huge profits that the oil company has been making.
Yeah.
And so I got on there and I said, I listened to you and I said, I rarely ever agree with you, but this time I just have to agree with you. I said, but you stop short. You should have just gone to the whole bunch and tell them, all the way from the top, from, Bush, Cheney on down, all of the Republican senators and congressmen, they're all fascist, and they've been this way for this last 5 years,
And what did he say to them?
And he says, well, what's your definition of fascism? What do you mean there about that? I said, well, I'm using the same definition of fascism you used Thursday when we were talking about Grassley, and that was the Mussolini definition, where the merging of corporations and government. And he says, well, Hitler was the Hitler was a Nazi. Mussolini was a fascist.
Yeah, that's it. There is a distinction.
Yeah.
although it's kind of subtle. Mussolini, I don't think, was eaten alive with race hatred the way Hitler was. Hitler was just a real sick son of a bitch, like Bortz.
Yeah.
Mussolini was just out of his mind, so I think there is a difference.
But,
Mike, listen, I hate to cut you off, pal, but we're flat out of time. I appreciate you checking in, okay?
Hey, it's good to talk to you again. I had another thing I wanted to tell you, but I'll...
Well, try us again tomorrow night. We'll get you, or not tomorrow night. You got to wait 3 nights. Try us again Friday. Appreciate it. Thanks, pal. If we didn't get to you tonight, I do apologize, but that's the way it goes. It's talk radio. Right? All right, listen, I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
here.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's